Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Morning, everybody. Is my mic up? Hi, everybody. This is Eric Gemelli. I'm the host of Investing in You. Usually, our technology guy gives us a little heads up that the mics are live. So, anyway, do want to thank Tom for all of his help. He's a good guy. And you are listening to Investing in You, and I'm here with my co-host, Christopher Smith, the Grand Poobah of Wet Technology. So I'm sorry to say, you know, we've had so much flooding around here. It's been an absolute disaster up north. The station's in Longmont, even though we broadcast from Castle Rock all the way up to Wyoming. But a lot of people around this area have been affected by the floods, and we're sorry for that. But I also do want to point people to Christopher Smith. He has done my technology work for maybe 5 years now.
About 5 years.
Close to that. And man, I just tell you, he is a prince. He gets it done. It's done right. Sometimes he's up till 2 a.m. working on it just because that's his work ethic. So one thing is if you have been thinking for the past 2 years, wow, I really should back up my data and I'm going to use this flood as a life lesson and actually get to it. You know, Chris, is that something that you help people with?
I've had several clients over the past week that have lost years of data.
Some
of it personal photographs, some of it business records, which can be a business ending event. It always seems to be one of those things where people have the attitude that it's not going to happen to me. The data will always be there.
Sure.
And there's so many different things that can happen to wipe that out or corrupt it. I've seen enough cases where it's absolutely important, above and beyond anything, any other aspect of computer technology. The data is, without the data, the computer is just about useless.
Well, when we had the fires, you know, earlier this year, people were talking about how, you know, the one, you know, other than the people, you grab your pictures because,
right,
because that is so, you know, you lose almost your own personal life history. And losing your own photographs is kind of losing the documentation to your life. So that is a traumatic thing, and it doesn't seem like it to people who haven't gone through that. So, but you also brought up an interesting point that losing your business files, mm-hmm, is the end of some businesses. So, folks, just, you know, it's all, there's so much going on in life, and I get that. I'm trying to think of the last time I was going to do a mea culpa on my own. Last time I backed up was probably 90 days ago. So I have most of it, although it's not to a cloud. It's to a hard drive that's in my basement. So anyway, I should probably rethink that strategy. And speaking of mea culpas, 2 weeks ago, so last week we replayed the show. I couldn't even get here. The roads were, you know, impassable. So we replayed the interview with Rabbi Kahn, who was talking about his book, The Harbinger, which was a New York Times bestseller. It was actually, I think it's been on for, at the time we interviewed, 66 weeks. Sold 1 million copies in 6 months. Fascinating interview. If you missed that, go back to my archive at market4caster.com. And it's show number 17 on the audio archive tab. So that's up there, and that was fascinating. But 2 weeks ago, I made a snide remark about the employees at McDonald's. And just, this is the way my life works. Actually, I'd be interested to know if yours does too, Chris. But I was joking about how I went and I got a Coke, which I sometimes do just for my throat. Helps it be more clear. A couple weeks ago, mm-hmm, I don't think you were here, but I had a coughing fit, and like we had 30 seconds left, you know, before the break, and I was just barely speaking. It was really pretty embarrassing. But anyway, so sometimes I'll stop and get a soda just because the carbonation helps, and then, but I made a snide remark about how, you know, I have amazing powers that I got all the beverage in the glass, unlike the people at the drive-thru who always spill it on the sides for some reason, you know, and then you take the risk of, you know, having it fall on your clothes. So what have I done for the last 2 weeks? I've been spilling soda everywhere. Mm-hmm. I've done it at home. I've done it at McDonald's. It's just crazy how life works. So anyway, I wanted to make sure I got that out there and improve my mojo or something. So So Chris is an expert with technology. That is his field of work, but also his field of study is in psychology. And towards the end of the show, we're going to get into, he's going to talk to us a little bit about dealing with tragedy. So whether it's you or somebody that you know, I think he's going to have some good tips for us about, you know, about dealing with the sense of loss that people have right now. And even if it wasn't you, there's people who are in a fragile state just because they were threatened with loss. You know, the floodwaters came close and they had to process, you know, what it was like to, you know, what it would be like to have profound loss. So, and then we just have a really packed show because we are at our 6 month, you know, mile marker here on the show. And so that means two things. One is, you know, you always hear about people in television and radio doing contract negotiations. So we're at that point. And so I'm not 100% sure what the future looks like. But also, Chris was just nice enough to help get the show up and running and, you know, off the ground. And he's just volunteered his time to be helpful. I think he said because he believes in what I do. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
Well, sure appreciate the time and commitment you've made to being here and helping and get that all going. Because I don't know that I could have done it on my own. It sure helps to have, you know, especially while I was learning how to, I don't even have that much controls here, but just think about the questions that I'm responding to and reading ahead in my show notes. And anyway, it's a lot to learn just hosting. What else do we want to talk about? So since I've talked to you, I literally made 96.8% in a gold trade in 2 weeks. So that was, you know, we talk about these opportunities that we see in the market. What was it? In July, I hardly traded at all. I think it was only one trade. In August, I traded a bunch, made 100% as the news of Syria broke about gassing their own people. One of my clients called in. You guys heard from Alex. He made, I can't remember this to how much it was, but it was 93%. It was in the 90s, and it was in 22 hours, you know, and that's the power of being in the right place at the right time. At one of my refresher classes, Jason had come. So if you don't know, I teach three different ways. One is in person, one is through the newsletter, and one is through refresher classes, and I do those monthly, and Jason came and told us how well he did. Just in the month of August, he outperformed, I don't know, probably 99.something% of the professionals out there. He made 60% on his entire account after expenses and taxes. So even considering taking out the taxes, which nobody even counts that way, it's kind of funny. But he's just wired that way to be very precise, and you know, good for him. So, and he was on the show. I forget which show it was. Couple months ago. What was it that he did at that time? He traded Sony, made, I don't know, 20 plus percent. But anyway, so, you know, those opportunities are there. And we actually, and think back to August, that was when the Dow fell 900 points. And if you recall, we warned people about that on the show. We said in July, I think it was mid-July, said, look out, it's, you know, it's going to be topping here soon. I gave a more close prediction for my people reading newsletters. But anyway, so congratulations to him. That was fantastic. So even as the market fell 900 points, you know, he made 60, and he did it very safely. That's the way I teach people how to do it. So Chris and I want to get into the subject of what it is about people. So think about it. For 6 months here, we've been telling you about, you know, you've heard our clients, you've heard Jason call in, you've heard Alex call in, you've heard me talk about my returns, you've heard, you know, Christopher talk about how well he's done. We had, you know, our first couple shows, we had Ralph Call made 200% in 1 year. And what was it? I forget what the order was. Trent came in maybe the second show, made 160% last year. Mm-hmm. He was 20 years old. You know, he's 20. He couldn't even buy beer, and he's outperforming professionals. The third guy who was that? That was Derek. He made $100,000 in 1 month. You know, he had a big account, but still, those kind of returns are possible. And I think that was also when the market was falling. So, you know, those opportunities are there, and we like to hit it when things are going down. But the bigger question is, why is it that people don't believe the truth? We had, who was it? Just last night, I trained Steve, who called in from hearing us on the show and took advantage. So we'll be right back. We got more good stuff for you.
You run a good business but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com. 303-618-0096.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Hi, welcome to Lubin Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lubin Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE certified, and do repairs, big and small, on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise, your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lubin Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeAndLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
You've heard the testimonials on this show. Ordinary people making 10 times what mutual funds make. In his 72-page ebook, Eric Jamelli, the market forecaster who predicted the market crash of September 11th, in his syndicated newspaper column, teaches you the philosophy and techniques of professional floor traders. Follow the link on marketforecaster.com. That's market, the number four, caster.com.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Investing in You. This is Eric Jamelli, host, and along with the ride is co-host Christopher Smith.
Hello.
And like you just heard me say, he's great at technology. So, Chris, why don't you give us your phone number? I failed to ask for that earlier. What's the best contact for you?
Area code 970-744-5964.
So Chris is the owner of CompuStar, isn't that the name?
Mm-hmm.
I am just so off today. It's been 2 weeks since we've been here, and it just throws me. So anyway, he owns CompuStar, has done my technology work for 5 years. He's really good, and if you've been struggling with anything with your computers, but especially with all the flood stuff going on, you know, there's people that got to get you know, first you cope, you make sure you have a place to live, and then you start getting your life back in gear. So I think Chris can probably help people do that. So in the last segment, we were just talking about why people don't believe what's true. So I've been having a big conversation back and forth with some people who are kind of old school with investing. And this one guy has a master's in finance and just doesn't believe that you can time the market. So I gave him the you know, quoted seven different people, you know, their testimony, pasted it in from people who have given recommendations to me. Or in one case, one guy was on the board of the Federal Reserve Bank. He helped run the country. And this guy literally thinks he knows more. I mean, he said this. He said, he's got a master's in finance, and he passed the first test for the CFA exam. And he thought he knew more about investing in finance and economics than a guy who, you know, graduated Harvard and University of Chicago. And, you know, so why don't people believe the truth? Well, one thing might be arrogance. Is that fair? You know, they're not humble enough to just listen to the advice of somebody else.
Said another way, they've got blinders on, self-imposed blinders, yeah.
Okay.
They're only going to believe what they want to believe.
And why is that? So people are notorious for missing the elephant in the room, and what causes that? Sometimes it seems like, I had a psychologist say it to me this way about my ex-wife, you knock over that first domino, and it's just too scary because they don't know what they're going to get into, you know?
Right.
It takes them out of their comfort zone.
When you're presented with a truth... I say a truth, because to a lot of people, truth is subjective. But if that truth causes you any degree of emotional discomfort, it behooves the sanity of your own self-image to look away.
That's such a weird way to put it. I'm having trouble processing it because you said sanity, so I thought you were going to say to appear sane.
Well, because you want to be sane within yourself.
Okay. Internal consistency.
Right, your own internal consistency. Good way of putting it. You don't want to see or acknowledge things that are stressful to your paradigm, your way of thinking. Mm-hmm. So if you've already decided that this is the case and you're presented with a completely opposite case and there's a whole bunch of evidence and it's blatantly obvious that what you're presented with is the truth, you're still going to look away because it flies against everything else that you've already bought into at such a deep level.
So people don't, maybe they lack the ability to anticipate the cost of pretending that a lie is true. Is that part of it?
Say that again.
So the example I'm thinking of is take the example of the flood. So I heard warnings, maybe people missed them, but I heard warnings that, hey, you know, the burn area is like a giant basin right now. There's nothing to hold the water. Mm-hmm. It's raining there, you know, and then all those, you know how the radio is, that it's got those beep, 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 the government warning that comes on to warn people, look, floodwaters are occurring, you know, don't drive through it, get to higher ground, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And people ignore those. It seems like there's a lot of reasons to, but part of it is, so what I was just I'm answering your question, is people ignore the don't anticipate the consequences. Like, well, if I stay and if the floodwaters rise, I'm trapped because it's too scary to think about.
Well, that's reasonable. And
that's actually reasonable?
People, for the most part, are not reasonable animals.
Oh, I got you.
People are run on emotion.
Right.
And then they rationalize their choices after the fact.
So somewhere in here, I don't want to hit this too hard because I know people are tender right now, but, you know, I announced it in July that we have another major crash coming. And for some people, it's going to be, probably for most people, it's going to be the high of their lifetime. So, you know, look at the Japanese chart where they topped out in 1989 and they've been falling, you know, they've fell for like 20 years. And we're going to experience something like that here. And it's just a good opportunity to kind of, while we're in this emotional state, to remember, hey, this torrent came against our will, and yet it's here anyway and needs to be dealt with. And that financial collapse is coming. And I'm sorry to tell people, but... it's not necessarily bad news, because I was just talking with somebody on the phone. Well, take Jason here. You know, he made 60% in the month as the Dow fell 900 points. Guess what happens if it falls 5,000 points? I mean, we're just going to kill it. But at the same time, I understand the pain that it causes people who, like my mom, for example. You know, she's 73. She's not a trader. She has no instincts for this stuff. And, you know, hopefully I'll be able to talk her into getting out of the market when we peak. But anyway, so I don't know. There's a lot of ideas floating around my mind. One is a quote from George Orwell. He said, so this is for all you hippies out there. You want to still be rebellious. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So maybe warn your friends that there is a crash coming. You can tell them the truth, and that would be something that they can go through. I quoted this guy before, Schopenhauer. I think maybe this ties into our talk about truth, Chris, is he says that all truth passes through three stages, and this is a direct quote. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed, and I think I'm facing that a little bit now. Well, actually, with this guy with the Masters, you know, he's like, you know, I'd said the market's going to fall, and he's on Facebook. Oh, how's that working out for you? You know, I mean, it's just in my face. It's actually a little.
Well, there's also the subject of someone's character, too.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's. I mean, to get on and just be in somebody's face like that, you know. So when it's reversed and he's losing 10%, 20%, 40%, should I get on there? Hey, how'd that work out for you? You know, so when he's dealing with, you know, that's just not done, not politely done. So it's violently opposed. And then Schopenhauer said, the third thing is it's accepted as being self-evident. And so now that the flood happened, everybody's like, well, yeah, of course it was going to come, you know, but, I guess that's hard for you to play off of. What causes people, I don't know, causes people to react the way they do? Well, let's just go back to the blindness. Why do people, do you have more thoughts on why people just want to ignore what becomes self-evident? I mean, in hindsight, it's like, well, of course it was going
to
flood.
Well, there's a lot of ways of looking at it. Flood obviously indicates massive change. And
right,
as an aspect of human nature, people don't really like change.
Oh, geez, yeah. Yeah, people don't deal well with change.
This, you know, la, 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 I don't want to hear it. A flood might happen. Yeah, it's going to flood, but it won't affect me as much. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to be prepared. That's not everybody, of course. There's some people on the other side of the spectrum that are preparing for disaster every day. But yeah, it's just the fact that I think it's just the fact that people tend to resist change, and when they hear doom and gloom on the radio or the TV, they'll tend not to react as they should. Look what happened with Katrina. Look what happened with the fires.
That's actually a good point.
Up at High Park, there were lots and lots of people who refused to leave their homes because they figured they'd just water their lawns and make it all wet so the fire would just pass by them. Some people lost their homes over it.
Right. Well, and lives.
One elderly woman passed away. She burned to death in her house because she refused to leave.
Well, and that's why it's important to listen to the truth. So we're going to talk more about that in the next segment. We have some more interesting quotes, and we'll kind of dig around in this subject with Chris some. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Did you know most home foreclosures could have been avoided with another $250 per month of income? And most bankruptcies wouldn't be necessary with just an extra $500 income per month. If you've been looking for a fun business that really works, where you can create a reliable residual income with a proven program that includes step-by-step training and support, and is a business you can work part-time or full-time, that is also risk-free because it has a money-back guarantee, then please call Rona Smith at 719-440-1286 for more information on how she created an extra $5,000 residual income per month working from home. That's 719-440-1286. Or check out her website at workingfromhomeandlovingit.com. That's working, no G, from home and loving it, no G.com. Working from home and loving it.com.
Hi, welcome to Lube and Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lube and Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE-certified, and do repairs, big and small, on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise, your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lube and Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
As a certified master coach, Wayne L. Anderson's goal is to help you uncover your true business and professional potential. His objective is to help you lead a professional life worth celebrating. Wayne's primary focus is to assist you in making radical improvements in your career as a leader and or professional. He'll provide you with support and guidance as both your leadership and business coach, and will assist you in removing the obstacles that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Whether you want coaching to help you achieve a specific outcome or wish to enhance all areas of your professional life, Wayne L. Anderson can help you get there faster. For more information on his services or to schedule a consultation, contact him today at 720-472-9291. That's 720-472-9291. Or visit www.coachwayneanderson.com to learn more.
Did you know reverse mortgage specialists help seniors 62 and older put their home equity to its highest and best use? Over 10,000 people turn 62 every day. Reverse mortgages are one of the safest ways for that generation to help them utilize their stagnant equity or to buy homes better suited to their needs. As a financial advisor, Les Madsen can help seniors determine the suitability of several different vehicles that make seniors' financial life easier. Put your largest asset to work for you. If you know a senior homeowner who is struggling, Les can give educated guidance on many financial solutions. Call Les at 303-843-6211. That's 303-843-6211. Les doesn't sell reverse mortgages, so he can remain an objective third party. And best of all, there's no fee for his evaluation. Call Les at 303-843-6211. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Investing in You. And usually we talk about investing topics, and we're kind of hinting around at that subject today, but we're talking with my co-host, Christopher Smith. And again, want to thank him for being here and getting this show up and running.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it's really been fun. But also, his background is in psychology, even though he works in technology. So we're kind of digging around what it is that blinds people to truth. So, you know, I was happy to have Steve join my little group of investors. He listened to the show, but there's a whole bunch of people who really could benefit. In fact, I mean, there's going to be people who lose hundreds of thousands of dollars in this next crash. Because if I haven't been clear, I want to, you know, let people know, you know, you heard the promo coming in. I'm the guy that predicted September 11th in my newspaper column in May when the Dow was at 11,000 and said, hey, it's going to fall, you know, probably break 8,000. So these kind of things are knowable. I didn't know that we were going to have terrorism attack. It's just the chart tells you when a crash is impending. And we're getting to that point again. And there's another big crash coming. And I feel bad for people. I mean, some people are going to, just like the flood. And you talked about people losing their business due to loss of data. Mm-hmm. There's people going to lose a house. There's people who are going to lose business, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's a shame, because the reality is they could actually be making money, just like, who was it? Jason did so well in August, literally made 60% on his entire account after tax in 1 month. He did what professionals hope to do in 5 years. So it's my treat to show people how to do that. As I said, we're at contract renewal time here and, you know, not sure what the future is going to bring. If you're ever looking for me and you want to try and figure this stuff out, go to market4caster.com. My phone and email is there. But we've been talking about truth and why people ignore the truth. Ignore the truth of a flood coming. Ignore the truth of a financial crash. To me, it's self-evident because I can read the charts. But I think also it's self-evident to a lot of economists who just say, well, we can't, you know, maintain a $15 trillion debt.
No, absolutely not.
So, you know,
look at Detroit.
Exactly. Look at Detroit. It was a sign. Rabbi Kahn, who was on last week, would call it a harbinger. You know, and so Chris and I are sitting here unwrapping this a little bit, and a friend had posted this on my Facebook page as I kind of thought out loud with them. He says, an atheist does not find God for the same reason that a thief does not find a policeman. So you were just saying that in the last segment a little bit differently, just people don't want to find the truth because it would involve change, right?
Right. Or they've already made up their mind. Or they've got some kind of emotional history that flies in the face of that so much that they are literally incapable of acknowledging it.
And again, we're not throwing stones at people. We're trying to gently encourage it to... remember, we've talked about the pillars of wisdom, and one of them is to be humble enough to listen to advice. And the problem is, so, and this is something we're talking about too. Well, I was going to make the analogy of taxes. I grew up with my dad so frustrated with taxes. He was, everybody knew, don't go around dad when he's doing taxes. Just the, you know, his temper was up, you know, up to his chin and ready to come spewing out his mouth if you got in his way. And so ever since, I don't even find it that tough, but I just have this anxiety whenever mm-hmm. I have to prepare, you know, my tax statements. So that's that predisposition that we come into any sort of discussion like this with. Some people deal with it better than others because of how they were conditioned. But mm-hmm. I think part of it is, you know, I just talked about the second pillar of wisdom, listening to be humble enough to listen to good advice. Well, sometimes sorting out who the good advice is, you brought up Katrina in the last segment. There's been plenty of cases where people, you know, the weathermen are the experts and they're saying, boy, it looks like a doozy. Everybody better evacuate. So you spend 4 hours leaving town, mm-hmm. packing and fretting and in traffic and the kids are screaming and then it turns into nothing.
No big deal.
Right.
Right.
So that's part of what people have to deal with. So have any thoughts on how to navigate that?
Well, we've talked about... the importance of limiting emotion when you're deciding how and when to trade. It's a logical, quote unquote, science, so to speak. When you get emotional, when you let emotions get in the way about whether losing your money or too much greed and getting too much money, that'll get in the way and cause you to make errors.
Good point.
So you can apply that same principle to what we've been talking about in the first couple of segments in that. The state of the economy is not all that great. It's fairly obvious. Detroit's underwater.
It's obvious to people who are objective.
Right. If you look at the...
So case, like you were saying,
so
reasonable.
Why aren't you out there buying 50-pound bags of rice and pinto beans and stockpiling water? Nobody knows when the actual collapse is going to happen, but 9 out of 10 people, I think, if you ask on the street, and most economists, most financial experts, financial planners are going to say, something big is coming, we don't know when, you need to prepare. So why aren't you out there making sure that you've got gold stockpiled, or why aren't you learning these, excuse me, tactics or techniques in order to trade money and make yourself a little nest egg? The only logical conclusion I can make is people have their head in the sand. They hear all these logical reasons, all this evidence that something bad's going to happen, but they keep their head in the sand. They hope everything's going to be just fine. They're going to keep going to work 9 to 5 and keep paying their taxes and buying their groceries, and everything's going to be cool.
Right.
Now we have a situation like this past weekend where billions of gallons of water just spewed out of the mountains, and you couldn't get out of Loveland. You couldn't Longmont was cut in half.
And pushing a Buick in
Boulder
front of it.
Was underwater. Lyons was underwater. You got all these people. I think it's safe to assume that most of those people were not prepared at all.
Well, so you make something came to mind as you talked about that. People fail to count the risk. So what's the risk of acting? So you were just giving the example by beans and rice. You
right.
know, nobody wants to live on that alone, but at least you're not starving. So you can
right.
go to Costco. I should have researched this ahead of time, but I think you can buy a 25-pound bag of pinto beans for like $15.
Mm-hmm.
The average person can buy, you know, and then rice, you know, I forget what it is, but just call it $25.
Yeah, so it's just food.
For a couple $100, the average middle-class person can stock up a couple 100 pounds of food. And I mean, it's in the big picture, it's almost a meaningless dollar amount. So you spend $250 to $400 or something. And I mean, you might trade a bag of rice for a car, you know, if things are desperate enough. I'm not saying it will be, but why not have done something? And then at least you got something to barter too, you know?
That's right.
I've never been a gold bug. Frankly, I do see a new low coming, and that's where I want to start buying again. So I try to give, I have to walk this line between, you know, people pay me a lot to tell them what to do and when to do it. But I also want to be valuable to my listeners here. There, you know, I think there's probably a new low in gold, and that's probably a great time to start buying some. And you can buy the physical metal, but you can also buy gold stocks. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. And I do advise my clients through my newsletter on what I think about that. There's also leveraged ways to do it that are pretty safe, where you can get two or three times the action. So, you know, if gold goes up, you know, for every 1% gold goes up, these would go up 2 or 3%. So that's kind of a big deal. Gold, if you didn't notice this week, made a $60 jump in mm-hmm. one day. So there's things that can make it jump fast. It's down 17 today already, but...
it's got to correct, right?
So, well, of course. And then, but also, when you were just talking, it made me think of the rules that we trade by. And people, so this goes back to the consequences. One consequence is if we're wrong, we risk 10% of that trade. So if people put in $2,000, then, you know, they might risk $200. However, if we're right and do it correctly, you know, they might make $800, $600, they might make $1,000. So, you know, the upside is always multiples of the risk. Now, the risk of ignoring the truth, so in this case, the flood, in some cases, it costs people their life. In some, it costs them their business. In some, you know, I'm hearing stories from people who didn't buy flood insurance. I was thinking we should get an insurance guy on here too, because there's insurances you can take out to, it's like a business interruption insurance. So our station manager was just telling us about a cottage owner who, you know, people aren't allowed to come into his cottages. Even if they wanted to, they had weddings booked, they can't get there. The police won't let them drive up the road.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, he's shut down until they do open the road, which...
Could be a year from now.
Could be a year. And then, for all practical purposes, they're out of business. So, well, dang it, we're almost out of time again. We have one quarter left here in the hour. So we'll be right back. We've got some more... thoughts about this, and we want to tie these thoughts together and help you kind of plan ahead and prosper, really. So Chris is going to be here, I'm here, and we're going to talk about this, you know, ignoring truth a little bit more and how to prepare. Stick around.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
Did you know reverse mortgage specialists help seniors 62 and older put their home equity to its highest and best use? Over 10,000 people turn 62 every day. Reverse mortgages are one of the safest ways for that generation to help them utilize their stagnant equity or to buy homes better suited to their needs. As a financial advisor, Les Madsen can help seniors determine the suitability of several different vehicles that make seniors' financial life easier. Put your largest asset to work for you. If you know a senior homeowner who is struggling, Les can give educated guidance on many financial solutions. Call Les at 303-843-6211. That's 303-843-6211. Les doesn't sell reverse mortgages, so he can remain an objective third party. And best of all, there's no fee for his evaluation. Call Les at 303-843-6211.
Imagine feeling hungry and knowing your pantry and refrigerator are empty, but you have no money to buy food. Sadly, 1 in 7 Coloradans don't have to imagine and sometimes worry where they'll find their next meal. You can help. Please consider contributing volunteer time and funds to Food Bank of the Rockies. Every dollar Food Bank of the Rockies receives becomes 4 meals for our neighbors in need, and 96 cents of every dollar goes toward food distribution. Learn more at foodbankrockies.org. Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com. 303-618-0096.
Well,
hi, folks. This is Eric Jamelli with Investing in You. Welcome back. Well, so we've just been talking about truth. And this isn't, you know, hey, your truth, my truth. Sure, there's differences, right? But there's also sometimes when something is one way, and like, for instance, there was a flood coming.
That is true.
When I predicted September 11th, and of course, you know, I always got to throw this caveat out there. I didn't predict terrorists, just the market crash.
Right. I had to explain that to someone on Facebook the other day. Honestly found that a little amusing.
It seems so simplistic, but anyway. So, no, I don't know what's going to cause it, just, you know, that something's coming. And, you know, but it was a fact. It was a truth. And, you know, people didn't get out of the way and they got hurt. And, I'm sorry for that. But it seems like people, you know, that guy on Facebook, some people just have a bumper sticker mentality. They can't think past one sentence. Maybe that's part of this whole problem, too.
Critical thinking.
What kind of thinking?
Critical thinking.
Oh.
Looking at different layers of depth.
No, I get it.
It just occurred to me, though. Look at the other side, though. Remember, was that Orson Welles with the aliens attacking back in
right.
the, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That famous story?
Right.
That's the exact opposite. And that's a good reason why, you know, you should always take what you hear from the media with a grain of salt. Except on this show, naturally.
Well, no, they need to take it with a grain of salt, too. That's why we use stops.
Right.
So, you know, and they have a good track record, but no, I don't get it right all the time. But I don't know where I want to go with this. You know, one of the things that always interests me about disaster is it seems like it brings out the best and worst in people.
Mm-hmm.
There's those snakes who are out there with a boat just going into people's homes and, you know, and ransacking. But the vast majority of people are also found out that they can actually rely on their neighbors, that here's somebody that's lived down the street for 5 years.
It brings people together.
Yeah. They've waved at each other for 5 years. They know each other's names or something. But
yeah. After 9/11 happened, there was such a thick spirit of brotherhood in New York City that people had not experienced in decades.
Across and the country.
That New York attitude, hey, F you and all this, that was completely gone. So it blew me away, honestly, to see that kind of brotherhood, like I said, in a city that has that kind of abrasive reputation,
It's funny. Somebody just asked what city I was from. They're like, you're not from here. And it was the exact same message. You're like, well, I don't know if it was abrasive. It's just more direct than people are used to who grew up in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Is she hitting on you?
Just the opposite.
Oh.
I think that actually was a deal breaker for her. She just likes a little softer. So,
where are you from anyway? Chicago, eh?
Yeah, Chicago. And that's how I met my mentor. He was a trader at the Mercantile Exchange. He had actually seats at both the Chicago Board of Trade, which is where the bonds are, and seats at the Mercantile Exchange. And anyway, just it's been the joy of my lifetime to meet him. But so I guess I want to be clear that there is another disaster coming financially, and also warn people. I think part of why people sit back and don't do anything is they think they always have more time. Oh, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
It's that attitude of tomorrow. At the end of the month, my rates are going up. I'm always kind of a little sheepish about talking about that. But, for years, I've had consultants. Three different consultants have said I'm probably half of what I should be. And I'm not going to double my rates, but still, they're going up significantly.
Mm-hmm.
And, so if people do want to learn how to make, 60% a month, the guy's an anomaly, but he's a little sharper than most. But I can teach most people how to do that in a year. I think 40% a year is probably reasonable, and that doubles your money every 2 years. So anyway, those opportunities are there, and the rates are rising at the end of the month. And, you have the consideration that we're not sure if the show will be here or not. I hope so. I'd like to continue. And if I do, that means I'm in the market for a new co-host. I was kind of wondering if I should find somebody first of all, I love your brilliance. I love that I've always found psychology fascinating and considered that as a degree for myself.
Mm-hmm.
If I was just going to go study for the fun of it, I probably would go study psychology and may get a degree in it. But just because I find it so interesting, the inner workings of the mind. But I wonder if the show would be more interesting. And then also as a past client who's, doubled his account twice, then, that works so good to have you on here saying, look, people, it works. Wake up.
It absolutely works.
But I wonder if at least for show purposes would be more interesting to have just a traditional investor and just watch the process of him being won over. Somebody who, like this guy with the master's in finance, who's just like, no, that doesn't work. I'll get my 8%. Like, okay. And as the market crashes, well, it would just have to be agreed that we're going to talk about, his account. He had to have to be candid, like, yeah, I just took a 10% hit, but it's going to be back. And, well, now I'm down 20%, but don't worry, it's coming back. Mm-hmm. I'm dollar cost averaging into my losses. Anyway, folks, that dollar cost averaging works if you have new highs. So we do have a new high coming, I believe, but that doesn't mean, and then we have new low, a steady diet of new lows coming. So that's when dollar cost averaging no longer works.
Back to what you were saying earlier about truth and the sad fact that there's just a lot of people that just don't buy into this kind of thing. I was in the bank the other day making a deposit, and I saw advertising a placard for a new high yield savings account.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't remember what it actually was, but it was in the single digits. It was something like, 2.3568% or something like that, like all those Roy Matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been conditioned to believe, that that's really all that's possible. You talk to a financial advisor with, X financial services company, you're going to say, well, if you really put your nose to the grindstone and put this much money away and we'll handle all the trades and this, we can guarantee you at least 5 to 10% per year. And wow, really that much? And so you hear someone who comes out of the woodwork like you who says, well, you can make 100% in a week or a day. And it's just, it flies in the face of what they've been taught to believe in and be conditioned to.
So conditioning is part of how people ignore the truth too, you know, or it's, to say it the other way, are blinded.
It's just so apart from what they have been taught to believe is true.
Right.
That they don't even want to listen to you. You sound like a blabbering idiot. It's like 200%. Are
Thank you
kidding me? Well, you know,
I'm
to this guy with the master's degree, you know, he thinks you're a shyster, but you know, the evidence is there. I wouldn't be doing this show with you. I wouldn't be helping you get that message out if that wasn't the case.
Well, and I do appreciate it. It's been a joy. You know, I have deep friendships, and Chris is, you know, is one of them. And it's kind of the joy of my life. You know, people always think it's being, oh, I'd like to have his intellect or something. And I tell you, you know, it cuts down on the people you find interesting. So it's one of the things I've enjoyed about Chris is he is so bright and fun to talk to.
Thank you.
And just like he was just didn't mean to, he wasn't calling me a blabbering idiot, but of course we have that relationship where we can go back and forth and tease each other.
But no,
I wanted to comment about U.S. Bank too. A guy was telling me Wednesday, I have a contact over there. They have a home equity line that's 1.99%, you know, and up. So it's for 6 months, but for those who are dealing with this stuff, it might be a good opportunity. Anyway, so Chris, thank you to you. If you want to reach U.S. Bank, you know, just write me at market@numeralforecaster.com or on my Facebook page, Market Forecaster. And then also, if you want to find Chris, give your phone number again.
970-744-5964.
And then I have him on my website, too, if you didn't get that, market4caster. So I hope to be back next week, but, you know, if not, just would love to create a relationship with you, you know, so you can always find me at market4caster.com as well. Any final thoughts in our last 8 seconds, Chris? That's probably not much.
I got 6 left.
So this has been a lot of fun. Hope to talk to you guys next week. Let's see. And there's amazing opportunity no matter what comes.
You've been listening to Investing in You with your hosts, Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith. Investing in You is a show dedicated to educating and informing the investing public. The ideas and opinions stated on this show are for informational purposes only. Investing in You, Eric Jamelli, and Christopher Smith are not investment advisors or broker-dealers. We cannot and do not give investment advice. The stock market carries risk. You could lose some or all of your investment. We suggest you contact your personal investment representative or call Les Madsen to discuss suitability for your individual investment. Contact information for Les and all of our show sponsors is on market4caster.com. Thanks for listening.